Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive with Shop Talk?
Always.
Today we're looking at vehicle shop news again.
Yeah, always lots going on.
And we want to share some of the coolest stuff.
For sure.
First up, Jaguar's going electric.
Oh yeah, they're really pushing it with this new concept car.
The Type 000.
Right. Yeah. Not actually going to be produced though.
No, but it shows us where they're headed.
Exactly. Design-wise, it's super sharp lines. Yeah. And that strike-through thing they're doing.
Totally. And inside is wild.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about those totems.
Yeah, so they control the whole vibe of the cabin. Like the lights and the sound, even the smell.
Whoa, that's pretty high tech.
Right. Well, so what's the point of all that? What are they saying about luxury with this?
Well, they're trying to redefine it. Instead of just like leather everywhere, it's more like brass and wool. More of a timeless elegance.
Interesting. And it's all about customizing the experience for the driver.
Exactly.
Makes sense. Plus, they're aiming for a 430-mile range.
Ooh.
Pretty ambitious.
Yeah.
I think they can pull it off.
We'll have to see. It's all about the battery tech.
True. Okay, so let's switch gears completely. Talk about General Motors.
What's going on there?
It's not looking so good in China.
No, I heard about that.
They took a $5 billion charge.
Oof.
And their sales are way down.
Yeah, that Chinese market is brutal.
It really is. And they're getting hammered by the domestic EV companies.
Like BYD.
Right.
BYD. He's killing it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. GM sales down 59%. And BYD sales are up 10 times what they were.
Jeez, that's incredible.
So what's next for GM in China? Can they even recover? Or do they need a whole new plan?
Well, they're trying to restructure. And their CFO is saying they'll be profitable again by 2025.
That soon?
Yeah, but a lot of analysts aren't so sure. That market's tough. And it changes so fast.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so speaking of China, they're doing something pretty clever with those EU tariffs on EVs.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Well, the EU slapped these tariffs on.
Up to 45.3%, right?
Yep. Crazy.
To protect their own car industry.
I get it. But here's the thing. Those tariffs only apply to battery-powered EVs.
Ah.
So what are the Chinese companies doing?
Let me guess. They're shipping over tons of plug-in hybrids.
Exactly.
Smart.
Because those aren't subject to the same tariffs.
So they're getting around it.
Yep. And BYD, for example.
Yeah.
They're expecting to grow their hybrid exports by 20% this year.
Wow. So how are the European car makers reacting to all this?
They're definitely feeling the pressure.
Yeah, I bet.
And get this.
What?
Some Chinese companies are actually moving some of their production to Europe.
Really?
Yeah.
To save on costs.
Exactly.
Wow. That's a power move.
And it makes sense when you consider that China's economy is slowing down.
So they're looking for growth opportunities elsewhere.
Right. They're playing the long game.
For sure.
All right. So last thing before we move on, let's talk about the Pope.
The Pope?
Yeah. He's getting a new ride.
What kind of car is the Pope driving these days?
Well, this one's going to be special. It's electric.
An electric Popemobile.
Yep. A customized Mercedes-Benz G-Class SUV.
Nice.
It's got all these cool features, like a heated seat that's elevated so he can see better.
That's pretty cool.
And even a heated grab bar.
Wow. I thought of everything.
It's clear they put a lot of thought into this.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shows Pope Francis's commitment to the environment.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is interesting because he usually prefers those open-air vehicles.
True. That's a bit of a change.
It is. But it's a cool blend of technology and tradition.
I like it.
Yeah, and it's definitely going to turn heads when it makes its debut.
Can't wait to see it. Lots to think about with all that.
Yeah, my mind's still on those totems and the Jaguar.
Right.
What do you think those mean for the future of luxury cars?
That's a good question.
Like, could that personalized sensory stuff become the new standard?
It could be.
You know, instead of just fancy materials?
Yeah, it's like they're saying luxury is about the whole experience now, creating a world for the driver.
Though I do wonder about the safety of all that.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
All those customizable features could be pretty distracting.
Definitely something to keep an eye on.
Okay, so back to China for a sec.
Sure.
We talked about GM struggling.
Yeah.
But BYD is booming.
Totally.
What's their secret?
Well, for one thing, they've really gone all in on battery tech.
Makes sense.
Which gives them a big advantage.
Right.
Plus, they have this vertically integrated business model.
What does that mean?
Basically, they control more of the process. From making the batteries to putting the cars together.
Oh, I see.
So they're not just dependent on other company.
So it's more than just building cars.
Yeah, it's like they're building a whole electric vehicle ecosystem.
Smart.
And it makes them super adaptable.
Yeah, they're thinking ahead.
For sure.
Okay, and what about that tariff situation?
With the hybrids.
Yeah, is that going to work long term?
It's hard to say.
I mean, it's working now.
Right, but the EU could always change the rules.
True.
Or maybe people will just decide they want all electric cars anyway.
good point.
Because it's more like a temporary fix.
Right. Yeah, buying them some time.
While they figure out their long-term strategy for Europe.
It's all a big chess game, isn't it?
That's a good way to put it.
Oh, before we move on.
Yeah.
One more thought about the Popemobile.
Okay.
So obviously going electric is a symbolic move.
Right. A big statement.
But do you think it will actually change anything for Catholics?
It might.
Like, will it make them think differently about the environment?
I think it could. I mean, the Pope is a huge influencer.
True.
Millions of people look up to him.
Right.
So even if it just gets a few people thinking about electric cars,
yeah,
that could snowball into something bigger.
And maybe more Catholic institutions will follow suit.
Definitely possible.
It's pretty amazing how something like this could have such a ripple effect.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break.
Sounds good.
Back in a few with some final thoughts. Welcome back to Shop Talk's Deep Dive.
It's been a wild ride through the car world.
Seriously, so much going on.
Yeah, and it seems like the pace is only picking up.
For sure. One thing that really stood out to me is just how fast electric vehicles are taking over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, a few years ago, they were barely on the radar.
Right, just a niche thing.
And now they're everywhere.
It's amazing how quickly it's changed.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's not just the tech itself. The whole industry is transforming.
Yeah, totally. New companies popping up.
Right.
The big names scrambling to keep up.
And people wanting more sustainable options.
Plus all that personalization stuff we were talking
about. Exactly. It's a really exciting time to be following all this.
For sure.
So before we wrap up, any final thoughts on the Pope going electric?
It's interesting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, on one level, it's just a symbolic thing.
Like he's making a statement.
Right. But he's also a global leader.
With a huge platform.
Exactly.
So it's more than just symbolism.
I think so.
Like he's normalizing electric vehicles.
Yeah, just by doing it.
And showing that even the Vatican is taking this seriously.
Oh, wait, it's a powerful message.
And it could have a real impact.
Yeah, I mean, if people see the Pope driving an electric car,
right,
they might be more likely to consider one themselves.
Especially Catholics.
Exactly.
It's all about leading by example.
For sure.
It's a good reminder that we can all do our part.
Even small things can make a difference.
Totally.
Plus, it's just a cool example of how technology and tradition can mix.
Yeah, the electric Popemobile is definitely one for the books.
No kidding.
I think that about covers it for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
As always, it's been a pleasure.
And to everyone listening, if you want to learn more about any of this stuff,
make sure to check out Vehicle Shop News.
They've got all the details.
All right, folks, that's all for today.
Catch you next time.
See ya, Aloy. Steel horses gonna ride some more. Here in grip where the rubber meets.